WIRX.
Well, good morning. It's 7:43, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Anyway, it is the Plan B morning. Did I mention that already? Yes, the Plan B morning show.
You mentioned it plenty of times.
I got distracted there. Don't forget, join us on our stream. We are going to be broadcasting live for the next 20 minutes or so. Get in on the conversation. Find us on Twitch, YouTube, the WIRX Facebook page. Best one to check out is our YouTube page, though, the Plan B morning show. Make sure you subscribe to that. Coming up later today, we have some exclusive morning show content, as well as your Discover New Music. I got a great interview. I think I'm going to do Theory of a Dead Man today. Tyler from Theory of a Dead Man for your Discover New Music. So anyway, check that out. And again, you can only get that if you subscribe to the Plan B Morning Show YouTube page. With that said, let's get to your topic of the day. Of course, as always, your topic of the day brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 first for sporting gear, shoes, clothes, cool spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located at 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe, Sports 44, sporting goods for all four seasons. Your topic for today, obviously, spring is here. We had the first day of spring last week. That means spring cleaning, which means chores. We're going to flip the script. What chores do you actually enjoy doing at home? All right, you actually have fun. What? That's not. It's not a chore, you idiot.
It is. They don't have carts out yet, so I gotta walk. It's a chore.
You're such a piece of trash. You know that.
It sucks. You know, you gotta push that cart around. You gotta get a pull cart now. You know?
Oh my god.
And I don't even have that. I got an electric push cart. So
terrible.
It's not even a chore, really.
It's a chore because you're so terrible at it. That's what it is. That's a real chore.
I go golfing while chores are being done. No, it's the more serious answer. Yeah. A chore that I enjoy doing. A chore that I enjoy doing.
Maybe you tolerate. How about that?
That you're tolerate. Yeah, I guess mowing the lawn doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I get to get outside, and usually when I mow the lawn, I get really excited because I know what it's going to be like at the end. You're going to have that clean lawn. You're going to have a beer afterwards. You're going to be sweaty, probably a little tired.
Yeah.
And halfway through, I always make a bonfire. So I'm kind of mowing around the fire, and you start to get that smell. Then dinner's coming,
You take a break mowing your yard. You have a tiny yard.
Shut up. I got the front and back, all right?
Better take a break and light a fire.
I take my time, all right? I don't want to get it done too quick. You got to savor the flavor.
You don't want to wear out that battery on your electric.
Shut up. It's an experience. It's not the battery. The battery's fine. It lasts multiple uses.
I like that. And this is tough because as a city dweller, our chores are limited for the most part, you know, especially if you don't have a huge yard or you don't got a ton of trees. What?
Okay, I think I got a good one. Okay. I think I just thought of one. If we got to wire something in the house, or if I have to put together an entertainment system or something techie, if we got to put together the computer.
Good answer. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I like this kind of stuff. I'm kind of a techie guy. I don't love wiring, but it's nice to have things organized and I don't know. I just like techie stuff.
I like putting together furniture. I think that's a good answer. Yeah, doing those little kind of working with your hands type deal for sure.
There you go.
For sure. No, I think that's a good answer for you. That'll work. Mowing the yard was a stretch. That's for sure.
I had to think of something.
Yeah, something.
You put me on the spot.
You did take my answer. Chores that I enjoy doing around the house. I enjoy yard work. I really do. And you kind of hit the nail on the head with that finished product. Like in the moment, you got to get going and see your bugs out and everything. But when it's all done and you kind of see the progress and then you look out there and you're like, God, that is a nice looking lawn. You get leaves,
really
you get those gutters cleaned out. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
You have some weird thing with the gutters.
Look.
Nobody sees the gutters.
The gutters are the vein of your house. So they're the veins of your house.
Well,
okay?
Just get gutter covers. What
do you want? You want water all over your basement? Huh?
I mean,
that's depreciating
your home
value.
I don't clean my gutters.
And it bothers me to no end. You are just so, you're so reckless with where the water is flowing at your house. And that is insane to me. That's insane to me.
And they still work.
I will go out in the middle of a storm and I will readjust my.
He's up there like Lieutenant Dan on top of the crow's nest in Forrest Gump. You God, there's a storm. Look at these gutters.
Yeah. You don't want water in your basement, Hunter, okay? You got to be clean those gutters, okay? They're the veins of your house. That's just where it directs everything. You just letting it all just go right. Oh, bothers me. Clean your gutters, hey, folks.
Come over and clean them.
I'm not touching. You don't touch another man's gutters.
Hey, you know, I'll wire something up at your house. You come clean my gutters.
Might as well.
You know, it's trade. It's trade. Let's do it like we used to back in the day. You know, you're good at that. I'm good at this.
Hey, cleaning another man's gutters. You might as well sleep with me. All right. That's intimate. Okay. That's intimate. You think I'm going to get up there on a ladder and I'm going to get deep into your gutter? Come on now.
Mm. All right. This is getting weird.
I will clean that gutter up. But yeah, I do. The chores I actually enjoy is yard work. That always is fun for me. And at the end, and then the wife, you know, kind of pop her head out. Oh, yard looks great. And I'm like, it does, doesn't it? Thank you. We got some answers on Facebook here. What chores do you actually enjoy doing at home? Brandon said mowing and yard work. Good answer. That's a pretty common one.
Yeah.
Jesse said picking up sticks in the yard to make a fire. Oh. You know why I do?
Gotta get some kindling, man. You can't just start some logs.
It's obviously part of the process, but I grew up having to pick up sticks in the yard. My dad was a real stickler for that. See what I did there? I didn't even mean to do that. So it's one of those where it's such a tedious thing, especially when you have a lot of trees in our yard like we do. But again, it's a necessary evil. So I don't know if I'd say I enjoy that aspect, but it's got to get done.
See, we had a ravine, so I just go down there and drag up a whole branch.
Just bring it up.
Just break it up.
You know. Good enough. This'll work.
That'll work. That's too green. Daddy, you cut that down, didn't you? Dang it, Dad.
No. You get down to the bottom and you find a dead one and you bring it up here. That's so far. Let's see. We got some more answers on Facebook. Scott said cooking. Would you count that as a chore?
What are you, a woman? So. I'm sorry.
Probably enjoyed doing the dishes too, you broad. Am I right?
That's so terrible.
Well, actually, there was one I was going to say
for
you.
I like cooking too, but I like cooking on the grill.
That's what I was going to say. Now, does that count though as a chore, barbecuing?
I mean, I guess. Somebody's got to do it.
You got to do it if you
don't cook itself. Yeah. You know? It takes work.
Ain't going to cook itself, you know what I'm saying, lady?
Just leave it alone, would you?
Yeah, I think we'll count that one. Christina, you know what? Christina was honest with us. She said none of them. Not a single one. Not a single one.
It's not a bad answer either. A lot of people scratching their head thinking, what is it?
Come
good
on,
chore.
I don't want to do this. Let's see. Matthew said servicing my wife's car, changing her oil. Yeah. Would you count car stuff as, yeah, that's a chore. I'd count that.
I kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You know why I like that? Because at my dad's shop, we have a lift.
Oh.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
A lot more fun. I can get that thing done in 10 minutes.
Let's see. Heather said something that I just can't agree with ever. Laundry. Some people really do love laundry. They love the smell of it. They love folding it. They love getting it all put down. I hate laundry.
Hey, ladies, if you want to get literally at any man in the world, at the first date, be like, you know what? I love doing laundry. And I love giving back rubs. Hey.
That's what you're going to say. That's it.
Sign me up.
Here's this 10-carat diamond ring. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, who loves doing laundry?
I cannot. And, like, don't get me wrong. There's something, I think there's something nice about having, like, your drawer and your closet full. Like, oh, look at all this clean clothes because before. But if there's a chore I'd never have to do again in my life, it'd be laundry. It'd be laundry.
Hear me out on this. And you thought I was a psycho telling you this the first time. Ball your sock up when you wash it.
No. That's ridiculous. It's not going to get clean.
It's not ridiculous. No, don't ball the whole thing up. Just the top, the ankle part.
That's like the dirtiest part.
No, it's not. I mean, it might be, but it's still getting clean. Trust me. My socks are clean, dude. I'm telling you.
I don't like this.
And then you don't have to. Then you don't have to pair them anymore again in your life. But they're still getting clean. Trust me on this. Trust me.
We compared the top of your socks. Well, actually, I don't wear socks, so
you don't wear socks. What am I even telling you for? You don't have socks on, do you? Oh, my God. It's 30 degrees out.
I'm inside. Don't be a pussy.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're a bum.
I walk from the car to the studio and from the studio to the car to the house.
You know what? I hope so much snow falls into your boot in the winter.
I honestly, most time, like if I'm just running errands, I don't even put socks on in my boots. I just throw them on. Who's got the time? I'm a busy guy.
Everybody.
I'm a busy guy.
But you, apparently.
Yep. What else do we got? Yeah, mowing was a big one. Yard work was a big one. Kyle and Phil said that. Frank said, I love decluttering. That's a good answer. You know, kind of like organizing everything. Kiki and I are in the midst of that.
That's what's funny. My wife will always call me out on this. She'll say, you know, I'll be like bragging to a friend. I had clean the house today. It's a good day. Blah, blah. She's like, you didn't clean the house. You reorganized the house. Shut up.
Thanks,
it's still
honey.
Cleaning. Just because I took this and put it over here, that's where it's supposed to be. It's organization, maybe.
Your wife's just bringing you down it's a peg cleaning. Or two, isn't she? Yeah, you didn't clean.
She's like, she organized. You didn't clean. I'm like, I guess.
Shut up.
I didn't get the Windex out. I didn't get the cleaner out, I guess.
Oh, really? You cleaned? No, you moved. You moved things. That's
you
what
moved things around to make it look cleaner. That's what you did.
That's nice. Wife not letting you get away with anything on that one.
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Did you clean? Is that what you did? Did you?
Why don't you go hang out with your friends? You know,
tell you what, if you're going to talk trash about me, do it with your friends, not to my face. Yeah, God almighty. Oh, my God. He thought he was cleaning again today.
He thought I owed him something because he cleaned.
All he did was move one thing from one place to another. He's the worst.
You happy? I did something.
Oh, man. Mike said cooking on the grill. Michael said anything
outside. How about
this
smoker?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I can say that because I have an old smoker. Yeah. You have to put the pellet, you know, and you got to sit there and watch it. Now people have the Traeger. You could put your meat in there and you could watch it from your phone because it's got a camera and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. And
that's too much.
It's insane.
That's too much.
I mean, I get it. You know, it's probably absolutely perfect and delicious, which is unbelievable where the grills have come these days. But whatever happened to the art of grilling? Remember that?
You had to burn
like 5 steaks to like figure out how to cook it right.
See, this goes back to your Blockbuster thing. Just because that's the way it was doesn't mean it's
just
better.
Part of the game, baby.
I'll be honest. You know what? I got rid of my grill. I know. Say what you want. Take my man card. I literally got rid of it.
What are you doing?
I don't like grilling. I know. Take my man card. You know what I mean? I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why?
I'll go eat grilled food all day, but if you think I'm going to be all excited to clap my tongs together and everything. No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're not a good cook guy. First off, I had to beg you to get an air fryer. Now that you got one, I'm getting rid of the grill. No! You have to have the grill for the summer, man.
Tell you what.
The bonfire, you just got back from fishing.
Yeah, I'll just throw.
You get that smell.
I'll throw the fish on the fire, just over the campfire. Is that good enough for you? God almighty. Hey, so you know
pretty
what?
Manly.
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go turn the oven on. I'm going to have a nice oven-baked cod, okay? That's what I'm going to do, okay?
Yeah. I'm not coming over for dinner.
I'm going to use a deep fryer. That's what I'm going to do. How about that? That's fine. You don't get any of my fish. I mean, I haven't caught any yet, but you don't get any when I do catch them. Yeah.
I'm the one catching the fish.
You get a fish bone right in the throat. That's what it is.
Sideways.
Yeah, right sideways. I ain't going to help.
Yeah.
Here, eat a piece of bread. It'll help. No. Well, either way, I think we could chalk it up. You know, we don't want to do chores, but until the robots take over and do all the chores for us, there's a few that I think we can enjoy.
That's where it's going anyway. I mean, who really cares? No, you're not going to have to do chores. What do you get, 5 years?
Yeah. I will say.
You're just going to be sitting there like a slob.
Ever since I got a bunch of cordless tools now, like my folks bought me a cordless hedge trimmer because I got a big chunk of hedges along the house, that actually has become fun. When you go cordless, that's a good time. That's a good time.
Watch your fingers.
Oh, yeah. I don't, like, touch it. Like, ooh. Yeah.
Go all Edward Scissorhands on those bushes.
Ah, damn it. Call you Stumpy. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.